And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over ways to enhance or improve your investments and your current and or future retirement income. Pensions, government pensions. Last week we centered more on OAS, old age security. We've had the Friendly Giant show up. So today we're going to have we'll pull up another chair. Today we'll have CPP, Canada Pension, join the conversation. So let's go through some facts and numbers. And it's kind of boring stuff that financial advisors and accountants we like to do. Let's see if we can't liven it up just a little bit today. And speaking of accountants and tax planners, today's numbers are in general designed to give you an approximate income or tax figures. So please seek out your own accountant, your tax planner, for your own detailed tax implications. So let's go back in time today, a little history. And history was one of my favorite subjects in school, how this all came to be, and what we can learn from it, and where are we now. So first off, for those born on or before June 30th, 1947, you're closing in on age 75 or older, OAS just had a little increase, but 1.3% a monthly raise, 15% overall from this past July to next July, about $8 a month increase, followed by an additional 10% monthly raise over the following year, about $60 a month, plus that one-time $500 bonus earlier in August. So for those who qualify, your OAS payments will move from about $618 a month to about $690 over the next 2 years. Total yearly income from about $7,400 to $8,750. So let's do some history. OAS began in 1927, originally designed for those lower income individuals aged 70 plus. You gotta think, some tough times back then. 30s and the late 20s heading into the Great Depression. It was basically designed to avoid poverty. OAS back then paid $20 a month to our parents or grandparents. $20 a month back then in 1930s worth about $325 today. In the early 50s, OAS went to $40 a month, and the age dropped to 65. By 1964, OAS was around $75 a month. Today, that's about $650. Still not enough, but for the first four decades of its existence, OAS was more or less a government handout to whom would be considered poor or low-income seniors. And you got to think hard times back then in the, again, 30s, 40s, 50s. Our parents, our grandparents worked hard. If you made it to age 70, after mining or farming, logging, heavy construction work, having 6 to 9 kids, by age 70, you were just about done. So the money was indeed needed, but the government pension planners realized the payouts would not have to last very long. And no matter if things were cheaper in the 60s compared to today, $75 a month, just like $20 a month back in the 20s and 30s, was not nearly adequate. If that was your only source of income, you were at the poverty line, just like $7,500 or so a year right now would be. So knowing that this would never be enough for a growing and aging population, CPP, the Canada Pension Plan, came into effect in 1966. Employees and employers would pay into this pension, and based on the years employed and the income made, the more retirement pension you could receive. So OAS is kind of a fixed amount depending on the years lived in Canada, not income. CPP is a combination of the years worked in Canada along with the income. The more income, the more years you paid in, the more you get paid later. So currently, today's average CPP is about $620 a month, very similar to the OAS amount. But average means it could be lower, could be higher. The highest amount of CPP for someone age 65 is about $1,200 a month, $14,000 to $15,000 a year. And along with $7,500 or so OAS, maybe somewhere between $15,000 to $22,000 a year at max with both. For those under $19,000, there's a guaranteed income supplement to help get you closer to that $19,000 figure combined with the other two pensions. Canada Pension Plan. So how much or how is that all determined? Well, to get the max, you simply have to work about 39 years of hitting the max salary for those decades. You might have worked longer, maybe been working since you were 18, all the way to 65, 47 years. They will take your top earning 39 years. So maybe you were off work for a variety of different reasons. If you work less than 39 years at the top, your CPP pension will be adjusted, thus the wide range or average. There's a government website, My Service Canada Account, or CPP notifications, and or your tax planner can all determine what your Canada pension amount will be at age 65. You can take it earlier or later than age 65, and we'll get back to that later. To get the maximum, you have to hit those earnings or salary targets over the past four or five decades. So I'm going to give you some roundabout, pretty close numbers, leaving out the basic exemptions and contribution rates. So again, let's go back to history. Let's go back to the 1970s. You're watching the Montreal Canadiens winning six Stanley Cups, the Flyers and the Bruins, two each in that decade. You might be listening to the Eagles and Elton John and Fleetwood Mac and Gordon Lightfoot. And if your earnings were $5,500 at the start of the decade and getting close to $12,000 by 1979, you were at the max. In the 80s, while watching the Islanders and the Oilers take most of the cups and listening to Journey, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Springsteen, and earning $13,000 in 1980 and hitting $27,000 by 1989, right when the Berlin Wall is coming down, you hit the max for CPP in the 80s. In the 90s, watching the Rangers win their first Stanley Cup in 54 years and the Red Wings winning twice, the Canadiens in 93, the Blue Jays winning the World Series twice, maybe watching movies like Titanic and Saving Private Ryan in the 90s, and earning from $28,000 at the start of the decade and finishing the 90s at $37,500, you paid into the CPP max. From the start of the century, 2000 to 2010, a variety of Stanley Cup champions, Tampa Bay in 04. I have no idea what kind of new music you listened to then. Most of us found Seaside FM and listened to the hits of the 60s through the 80s, Elton John, Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, when music was really music. And your earnings went from $37,500 at the start of the century to $47,500 in 2010, you paid into the top CPP. And this past decade, seeing the Blackhawks, Penguins, and Tampa Bay win eight more cups between them, still listening to the past hits on Seaside, and earning $47,500 10 years ago to $61,000 today, you have paid into the max CPP. So that history lesson, what have we learned? Well, Canada Pension debuted in 1966, and depending on how much you earned, how much you paid into CPP determines how much you'll be receiving today, an average of $600 up to $1,200 a month. And number two, if you are old enough to have witnessed the last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup in 1967, maybe you're only 10 or a teenager or adult at that time, it's been 54 years. Well, sorry about that, Leaf fans, but the good news is Toronto fans who remember winning their last Stanley Cup, you are now eligible or have been receiving CPP in old age. While you've been waiting almost a lifetime, Leaf fans, for another cup, you can take your retirement pensions now or defer to later, which might be better for some in some case. And with that, we'll be back in a moment to talk to all the fans who might wish to defer their Canada pension payments.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income on your financial destination show. We'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So once again, let's go back to 1966. You weren't born that year. You were born in 1960 or before, in the 50s probably. You're in elementary school or high school, perhaps in 1966. Remember, it wasn't our flag that we know today. In 1965, we got a new flag, the Maple Leaf. Before that, it was the Union Jack. And we sang God Save the Queen as a national anthem. Oh, Canada was introduced in 1967, the centennial year. So in 1966, if you're old enough, there were a lot of new TV shows that came out that year. And Riley here has gone through a whole assortment of shows. He's going to play one in a second. If you're old enough to know this tune, let's name it. Let's go back to 1966. Hit me. Mission Impossible, 1966, great show. Peter Graves, that was Jim Phelps, Martin Landau, remember him, Barbara Bain. Who else? Greg Morris. And the fifth guy, I can't remember his name, is Peter something. Peter Lipkus. It doesn't matter. 1966, Mission Impossible. Yeah, I was 50-some years ago and that show debuted. Remember that quite well. Anyway, not Mission Impossible to have good returns on your investments. Anyway, that was 1966. If you remember that new tune or any others at that time, congrats. Now you're a senior, eligible for a Canada pension. The average age for withdrawing CPP is 65, just like OAS. But unlike OAS, you can start withdrawing Canada Pension at age 60 or anywhere in between. And like OAS, you can defer your Canada Pension past age 65 until the age of 70, which builds up your guaranteed payment. So let's go with age 65. And just so easy math today, let's say your CPP monthly payments are going to be $1,000 a month. I know that's above average, but it's easy visual math, $1,000. I'm not going to include any indexing, just straight math. So you get a reduction by taking it early. So for each month prior to age 65, it's 0.6% per month, so 7.2% per year. Take it at age 60, 60 months sooner than age 65. 60 months, 0.6, that's 36% less overall. So instead of $1,000 a month, it would be $740 a month, $8,800 a year, not $12,000, 36% less. Now, if you wait, deferring your CPP, it increases 0.7 per month, 8.4% a year. You wait till you're 70, the longest you can, 60 months beyond age 65, your CPP would increase 42%. $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year would be $1,420 a month, $17,000 a year, a 42% increase in permanent guaranteed income. Well, one reason people don't defer, they need the money now. Retirement income has dropped from working income. Their RSPs are not producing the returns that they need. They need all the kind of income right now. They know there's a bigger, nicer meal later. Perhaps if we wait, we don't want to ruin our supper, but we're kind of getting hungry right now. So we dig in. Or the other risk, not living long enough to enjoy the extra income. You don't really know how long you're going to be sticking around. Or if you're certain about your expiry date, you take it now and enjoy it. But if you can hang in there for at least a decade, you get more. It takes about 11 years to catch up to the previous year, meaning if you take $1,000 a month at age 65, $12,000 a year, at age 75, 10 years later, you've received $120,000. If you wait till you're 66, and each year you wait, increases like 8.4%, so at 66, it's $1,084. That's $13,000 a year, not 12. By age 75, 9 years later, you've got $117,000, almost the $120,000. And of course, going forward, by the end of the next year or two, by age 76 or 7, you've cut up and passed the 65-year-old, you pull ahead and stay ahead. Again, at age 65, $12,000 a year. 15 years later, age 80, you've brought in $180,000. If you wait till you're 70, that's $17,000 a year. In 10 years, at age 80, $170,000, almost the same. Within a couple of years, by age 82, the person who waited at 70 has caught and passed the entire field, provided you're still around. So the advantages or reasons why you defer your Canada pension, well, if you're still working, past 65, maybe till 70, by either choice or necessity, you really don't need the money now. You're in a higher tax bracket. So you wait for the lower income and the lower tax rate. You get to keep more of the reduced income when your taxes are lower. And you let the payments build up. It's a rate of 8.4% increase per year. That's a nice raise, hitting into your 70s. If you have life or longevity and you make it to 80 plus, running on the inside track, you pull ahead. Again, though, not everyone makes the max, not everyone makes it to age 80 plus. That's why there's averages and choices. There's a survivor's benefit to CPP. With OAS, once you stop living, OAS stops. But with the Canada pension, since you paid into it, your surviving spouse could receive anywhere from 40 to 60% of yours, depending on what age you started, what age you passed away, and what their age is, and how much CPP and pensions they are getting as well. So for more tax details, again, you should seek the services of a tax professional. OAS, 40 years of living. CPP, 39 to 40 years of working. 4 decades, that's it. It goes by quickly. Those pensions we are entitled to. Good to have, but won't support your retirement on their own, not even close. Which brings us to investments. To build your own pension plan in addition to and not solely relying on government pension plans. We'll talk more next time on your personal investment plans. So we thank you for listening this morning. We hope you've learned something, knowledge, that you can use to build your retirement income. I know it's lots of numbers, and it's much easier to do in person. So reach out to your financial planner and get an update of where you are. Take the time, and they are there to help. For more on this, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. This show will be on my website in a couple of weeks. You can call me. The phone number is 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.